Harris gets it up, gets off the glass, lays it up nicely. Trayton Harris off to the fast start for the Lady or for the Stars. Still in the girls' game, isn't it? Aren't I? Pass up, right side, Nelson. Looks, spots for the three, nails it. Well, they're quick up the floor, I can tell you that. Clark inside, finds Gooch. Gooch back out. Trayton Harris for three. Oh, my. Letting it rip left side. It's Harris five, Franklin three. Long pass up. Nelson trapped in the corner. Throwing it away is Henry. Up the floor, Clark finds Gooch. Runner missed it off the front of the rim. And Coach Ben Dodson going to the bench here. Aiden Burton going to come in just a second. Bounce pass goes inside the lane. Pass back out. And Spagirdo has a shot blocked. Now steals it away. Pull up jumper. Good by Tackett. Fast and furious action tied at five apiece.
I think you're going to see Trayton Harris take a more offensive approach this year rather than just be the man that dishes off. I think they're going to have to depend on him a little bit more.
Simpson in the corner to Charles Clark. Now they get it back out front. Between the circles, Harris. Deep in the corner, Gooch for three. It is up and no good. Rebound, Damian Clark. And he is going to be hacked, and he is fouled. Going to send him to the foul line. Clark, three quick dribbles, a spin of the basketball, shot it, and off the front of the rim. He will have another. 6'5 junior. Burton did check in. Gooch is out, I believe. Clark missed the second one, but Charles Clark got the rebound. Harris from the foul line lets it rip. It's good. 7-5, and Harris has all seven. Blake Henry here near side corner. Deep left side for three from the wing, and nothing but net. Hunter Nelson. That was a thing of beauty. 8-7, Franklin. Burton here from the near wing for three. Yes, sir. Aiden Burton. First bank three.
Pretty good shooting here early, isn't it? I mean, just a shootout. The OK Corral.
Far side. Spirito has it in the wing spot. Now passes here left side to Patton. They're moving right to left as we see it. Patton tries to dish inside, and Clark knocks it out of bounds. You got two Clarks now, Damian and Charles. 32 Bills. Carter Bills checks into the game.
Mass changes, Brian. Hope you can keep up with it.
Thanks, Ben Dodson. Ball tipped. Let's see. You got Jones, Ryan Jones, number 22, in the game. Robert Brandon is in the game. I saw Joyner in there. Ball in the corner. Trying to get out of the trouble he's in is Henry, and almost lost the ball. Tipped, and now he does get it out because Carter Bills came over. Now back to Henry, the junior guard. Franklin trailing by two. Bounce pass. They try to get it underneath down low, and traveling with the ball is Bills. And before I can get everyone announced that we're in, now they're all back out. Ryan Jones goes to take a seat. I think I got three of the five. Harris between the circles to Burton here near wing. Ball is bobbled, runs down the loose ball. Burton drives, penetrates, now dishes off to Clark. Long three up and no good by Charles. Rebound, Franklin. Rebels coming down the floor with Henry, taking it one-on-one. Harris all over him. Bounce pass outside to Nelson between the circles. They get it underneath. Turning, spinning is Kyle Tackett. Nothing there. Dishes out. Carter for make that Bills for three. No good. Harris has the numbers. Stops. Pops. It won't go. Damian Clark crashing the boards. Ball rolling around. And picked up by Burton. Flipped out to Harris. Three is up and good. Triton Harris for spank three. He's got 10.
Well, he's looks like he's shooting so much better, and I don't know how much time he's had to work at it with football going on, but boy, the shot looks good so far early.
Here's a three from way downtown. Nothing but net in the face of Aiden Burton. Skipping backwards down the floor. Chest out is Mr. Hunter Nelson. I think I would, too, if I hit one from there. He's feeling it right now. 13-11. Siegel leads. Now a three from Trayton Harris. Guess who else is feeling it? Left wing. The three is good. 13. And we're not out of the first period yet. 3:20 left in the first, as a matter of fact. And good defense by Harris. And that's going to be 10 seconds. Franklin couldn't get the ball down the floor.
Well, that was just good defense, and it started off with Harris just being bothersome, and then he got some help from the backside and just didn't get it in time. You cannot get stuck in that backcourt with a double team.
Clark, Charles Clark, going to go down low. Now a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Hunter Nelson. Nelson is a bit hot under the collar about something.
Yeah, he's well, what they're doing, I think they're running a man is just staying on him, and I think that's kind of irritating him a little.
Well, he does have 9 points, three threes. Harris in the paint, dishes low. Harris trying to get it down underneath to Simpson, and there's going to be a push foul. And the foul is on Spirito, his first, and I've done a lousy job. It's the first foul I've kept up with, and they fouled two other times. Charles Clark for three, off the back of the rim, too hard. Rebound comes out deep. Spirito has it, trapped in the corner, gets it out to Henry. Long pass up, finds Tackett. Tackett for three, left wing, no good. Rebound, Siegel Stars. Clark up the floor to Gooch. Back in the game, left wing. Make that Clark. Charles Clark gives it up to Aiden Burton. Burton threw it away. Now Burton's going to get tagged with a foul, running over Henry, trying to dive for the ball.
Well, Burton didn't really have any choice. He just kind of fell into him, but almost seems like Siegel may be overpassing just a little bit right now.
Coming out is Brandon Spirito, the senior. Henry, that's where they start everything on offense. Outside, wide open. Tackett for three, doesn't take the shot. Passes off to Patton. Now here's a three from Hunter. Finally missed one. Hunter Nelson missed the shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Siegel's basketball.
Well, I tell you, you better not leave him open. He didn't square up that time. He looked like he was a little off when he came off that pick. But if he squares up, he's deadly.
Pass thrown away. Glad there was a wall there. Otherwise, it may have been caught in the cafeteria. Turnover for the Stars. Long pass in, and how in the world Tackett got up there to get that. I thought we were dead men over here. Now another long pass. Henry has it. Henry trapped. Siegel playing really good defense. Tackett in the corner. Back out front. Nelson has it between the circles. Always dangerous. Bills now. The flip inside. They get it to Tackett. Turn, spins, fade away from the left side. Good.
Well, that was a tough shot by Tackett. That was pretty nice.
Siegel down the floor, 16-13. They lead. Bounce pass to Jones. Go underneath. Turning, spinning is Damian Clark. It's good. And there is a foul.
Well, we hadn't had a two-point goal in quite a while, but we've had a lot of threes, but that was a good move by Clark. Got it down underneath deep in the basket, but knew where he was, and luckily he was fortunate to make a good move. I turned and banked it off the glass.
So at the foul line, Damian Clark, the 6'5 junior forward, at the line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, and it's good. Stars lead by six. with a minute 26 left in the first period. A lot of points in the first period. Full court pressure by the Stars, stolen away. Gooch flips it out. Harris for three. He's on fire. Misses this one. Rebound tipped around. Picked up there by Bills. Coming down the floor with it. Bounce pass over near side to Patton. Running the floor. Flips it in the corner. The two put up by Spirito. No good. Rebound. And picking up the trash and putting it in is Kyle Tackett. 6 points for Tackett. Siegel lead. Down to four. Harris at the foul line. Bounces it underneath. Gets it underneath to Walker, and it's no good. Chance for a rebound here either. Might make that Miller. He came into the game for just a second. 43 seconds. Patton between the rings. Bounce pass in the corner. Spirito to Patton. Patton at the foul line. Has the ball stripped. Stolen away. Down the floor. Ryan Jones. Ryan Jones for the big basket. Sophomore flipped it in. Nice layup for Jones. Full court press again. Ball is almost stolen away. Flipping it down the floor. Going underneath to Spirito, and he is hammered. Somebody mopped the floor with him, and I believe it was Jones.
Yeah, it was Jones, and he just did a drive-by and just knocked him down as he was going up. And boy, that was, you could hear that smack from over here.
12.4 seconds left in the first, 21-15. And Brandon Spirito, the senior, at the charity stripe. First one is up, and it's no good. Siegel has two seniors on the roster, John. Very young.
Very young, but don't let them fool you. They're very athletic.
Yes. Second one, shot it, missed it. Rebound, high for it. Franklin, and putting it up is Tackett. 8 seconds, long pass up. In the corner, Charles Clark puts up the two and has it blocked out of bounds with 2 seconds to go.
Well, that's twice that Tackett has swept the boards and gotten a putback, and that's just devastating when you're playing so hard on defense and then they come up with an offensive rebound. That's 4 points off of those last two possessions.
Inbounds play is made. Charles Clark driving the lane, missed the shot. Brandon for the putback, won't go. 21-17, Siegel Stars leading here at the end of the first on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. We wanted to remind you that Toots Restaurants are your game day headquarters. Come visit us before and after every football game, whether it be high school, MTSU, or the Tennessee Titans. Please come visit us before or after each MTSU game, Tennessee Titans game, and on Friday nights, kitchens open till midnight after your high school game. If you don't have time to eat with us before or after the game, get your favorite tailgating item by calling our takeout line.
Good food and fun!
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800, for a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource, 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Driving the lane. Ball goes out of bounds. John, Oakland girls, guess what? They're undefeated. They're 5-0 on the year.
Well, they didn't, from what I could tell, they weren't having much trouble tonight.
Ball inbounds is stolen away by Siegel. Harris gets the long pass down, stops, pops, missed it. Charles Clark tries to save it, and he does. Driving the lane is Trayton Harris for the two. He's got 15 points here in the first half.
He's a machine right now, isn't he?
Patton dumps it outside. gets it back, looks over the three, doesn't take it. They're playing hot potato out front. And now the long two from the foul line, left side, Patton, no good. Deep rebound, he's got it. Turn, spins, comes near side with it to Matos, who's in the game. Left side, Matos misses the shot. They get another rebound. Now the putback by Bills, his first basket, and a timeout, Siegel Stars, as they have a 23-19 lead. 30-second break. We'll be right back.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric. Having trouble passing the emissions test? It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem, fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the country club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams and Reeve Sane Drugstore. And Ryan, see if we've got to get on the boards.
4-point lead for the Stars. Brandon has the ball out front. Gives it up over left side to Charles Clark. Down low to Damian Clark and scores off the left block. He's got five.
Kind of stabilized a little bit offensively. That was a nice offensive play.
Three from way downtown. They are not shy, I'm telling you. Matthews misses the shot. Deep rebound. Harris turns, spins, gets in there. Right block shot. It's good.
Love the way Trayton used his body there, blocking the defender away from the ball.
Ball is almost stolen away and is stolen away by Siegel, but they're going to call a foul. And Siegel fans aren't happy with the foul that's been called. And the foul is on Jones, I believe. Dominique Gooch. Foul on Gooch.
I think if he hadn't ripped it away from his hands, he might have gotten away with that, just tapped it out.
We bring it left side. Nelson spinning under Spirito. Kicks it back out. Matos has it blocked. Ball coming this way. Brandon in the lane. Runner no good. Rebound. And it goes out of bounds.
I think Franklin's lost a little of their offensive patience. They were moving the ball pretty well in the first quarter. This quarter, kind of a little more run and gun.
Harris between the circles to Clark. Little runner, baseline. He's going to be fouled and go to the line for a couple. He's going to have two. And Coach Ben Dodson likes to use this time to talk to the troops. Clark's first one is good. Charles Clark. First basket for the sophomore. Second one. Yep, count that one as well. Suddenly, the Siegel lead is 10, 29-19. Kind of have hit a cold streak here, have the Rebels of Franklin. And now a little bumping and going on here. Harris is going to get tagged with a foul. First foul on Harris. It's the fourth team foul. The only reason I know that is because Jim Burns said it. I haven't done a very good job of keeping up with that. Henry in the corner gives it up to Nelson. Now they flip it out. Baseline jumper. No good from about 12. Clark brings it down the floor, clears it out, and gives it over to Harris. Outside to Burton for three. No good. And I think Nelson may have partially blocked that. Nelson drives in, flips it over, right side, finds Tackett, ball rolling around, and Brandon cannot get to it.
Well, Franklin, one of seven in this second quarter. Siegel, two of five.
Ball is inbounded by Franklin. Patton around the horn. Patton gives it back up to Nelson. The ball is rolling around, and Harris cannot hold on to it.
Siegel very, very quick defensively. I think they're really giving Franklin some problems, kind of taking them out of their offense.
Nelson has it, trapped in the corner, and they're going to say somebody reached in.
Got to get your hands up. They had him dead to rights, and somebody reached in. If they just kept their hands up, I think they had Nelson.
It's on Burton. That's his second foul. Into the corner. They flip it inside to Tackett, and he's fouled. And that's going to be against Damian Clark, I think. Nope.
It's on Burton. Yeah, he came down, really, and when he went back up, Burton kind of hit him on the way back.
Well, that's two in a row for him, and he's on the bench here for a few. In the corner, the three fired up. No good by Henry. Offside rebound taken by Siegel, and Clark down the floor. Clark, bounce pass in the paint to Harris. What a move, Trayton Harris. And timeout on the floor. 19 points for Harris, 31-19. Franklin leads on State Farm Prep basketball, it is, isn't it? Yes, basketball. We'll be back.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
And Franklin inbounding the basketball. Now they turn it over. Jones down the floor. Has some trouble holding on to the ball. Tipped away by Franklin. Now they get it back. Jones out front. Resets the offense. 31-19. Stars. Into the corner to Charles Clark. Siegel setting it up here. Flips it out. Harris drives the lane. Off the front of the rim. Rebound. Got his own. Missed the tip in. And Franklin comes away with the ball. Trapped inside. Patton gets out of it somehow, some way. Throwing it around. Had to walk in there somewhere, you would think. Spirito trapped in the corner. Now backing it back out is Henry. Nelson, left wing to Patton. Now Nelson again, 4-3 downtown off the front of the rim. He's hit a cold spell after hitting three threes to open the game.
I think the big key is we're getting on the boards, and they're only getting one shot.
Charles Clark misses the shot, and then Simpson's going to foul on the offside rebound, I think.
They have only hit one shot here in this second quarter, Brian. It was 21-17 at the end of the first quarter.
John Simpson did not foul. He's going out. The foul was on Dominique Gooch. At the foul line will be Brandon Spirito. Trying to add more than just 2 points and a quarter. Missed it off the front of the rim. 1-1. And rebound. Guess who? The Stars have it. Starts here with Trayton Harris. Martin into the game. Tay Martin. They get it underneath. Clark. Damian Clark going up. Missed the shot, then got the putback. He's got seven.
Having a good first half.
Tay Martin, the 6-foot junior wing. From the top of the key, the three, no good. By Colson Patton. Another rebound. The Stars, Brandon down the floor. Foul line glides in there, and he's fouled.
one thing they're doing, even if they can't get to the defender, even if the defender can't get to the guy with the basket, they're putting a hand in their face. They're swiping their hand by them, just distracting them a little bit. I think it's caused some really shooting problems for Franklin.
Inbounds to Harris. Wide open for the shot. Too hard off the backboard. Rebound coming out of there. Is it Nelson? Yes. Hunter Nelson gives it up to Patton. Now Nelson gets it back. Feet underneath, gliding. Tackett missed the shot. A little lay-in that rolled but didn't roll far enough. Pretty good form on that. Minute 50 left to play in the first half. Dumping it low is Harris, and they're going to tag him with an offensive foul. Out of control. He comes out. Joyner, they're not going to let Joyner come in. Now they're going to let everybody come in. Joyner coming in. Michael Joyner, 5'11 senior, coming in for Trayton Harris. Harris may not be back in this half unless things just unravel.
I don't see him coming back, Brian. I think they'll rest him in Mosso with two fouls.
Nelson has some trouble, and players go fighting for the basketball. I don't know that Franklin was expecting to come in here and play this kind of a physical game. It's pretty tough.
No, they kind of seem a little shell-shocked, don't they, in terms of.
Inbounds, Hunter Nelson has it. Flips it over inside. Nelson gives it up to Bills, missed the shot.
They are terribly in a slump, I mean, shooting-wise.
Brandon, no look underneath to Simpson, maybe should have. Loose ball picked up by Jones, missed the shot. Rebound rolling around, and it's going to be Franklin basketball. Tyler Walton, Jr. is in the game as well for the Stars, I think. Coach and Dotson's played just about everybody.
They've scored 2 points, but Siegel hasn't scored a lot more. You know, they've gotten a pretty good lead. But
Nelson for three, this one off the front of the rim, and he was open for that one. He is cool, and I think Siegel defense has really been on him. Running the floor, Michael Joyner, the recipient of a great pass from Miller. 35-19, 53 seconds to play in the first half. It's all teal. Silver here tonight. Three, left wing. Patton nails the three for the Franklin Rebs. 35-22. Backs it back out with 33 seconds. Siegel going to go for one. Ben Dotson has the play called. Jones takes it left side. Ryan Jones with 20 seconds. He'll probably go to work in about 7 seconds. Dribbling around with 13, with 12, with 10. Brandon comes out and picks it up. 9 seconds. Jones gets it back left wing with 6 seconds. Bounce pass underneath to Simpson. Turn, spins, strong arms it up there. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped out. And that's the end of the first half of play. With the Siegel Stars leading the Franklin Rebels 35-22. 35-22 your score. We'll be right back with more State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS after this.
Have a white Christmas with a flocked Christmas tree from Martin's Home and Garden. They have beautiful fresh cut or live Christmas trees.
We have a great selection of poinsettias, all different sizes and colors.
That's Lester at Martin's Home and Garden, open weekdays until 7, where you can also pick out the perfect garland and wreaths and Christmas gifts like wind chimes, homemade treats like jam and local honey.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us here at Martin's Home and Garden, here on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready, whenever you want it. It's hot and ready, get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready, get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Golly, Santa, what'd you do that sleigh? That thing sounds darn good.
Well, I took it down to Performance Transmissions in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard. Put in a performance clutch, a brand new transmission.
Well, I guess I gotta take mine down there because mine sounded terrible.
Let's hear yours.
Oh. Performance Transmissions can fix your hot rod or grandma's Buick on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's. Call them at 896-9336.
The time is now. Bob Watts Auction. The time is now.
Saturday, December 10th auction at 3862 Old South Road in Murfreesboro. A ranch-style brick home plus personal property will be auctioned off in this estate auction. Again, auction Saturday, December 10th at Old South Road in Murfreesboro. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Last Cass's Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, Apprentice Salsa Heating and Air. Don't forget, read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. Got a lot of scores to get to you. Monty Hill Jr., the tweet master. He may be taking some, I don't know, he may be taking a little bit of Tom Crager's tweetness. Is there such a thing as tweetness?
I can't believe Monty's old school, isn't he?
Oh, I've gotten three scores from him tonight.
Tweeting?
Yes. He's a tweeter.
I guess I'm going to have to start tweeting. Can I do this on one of these old rotary
dial phones?
Yeah.
No, not one.
What about this phone? I mean, is it
the one with the cord? No.
Serious. I mean, this is you can get an app for that, can't you?
Probably not.
Okay, all right. Fine.
Tonight's Oakland beat Centennial 69-22 to improve to 5-0 on the year. The Eagleville girls, by the way, 66-48 winners this evening over Mount Pleasant on the road. Middle Tennessee Christian School girls improved to 4-0 on the year, John, with a 31-23 win at Huntland in their district opener. Hard to believe, but they've already started district play. And get this, Blackman 46, Lawrence County 45 at Lawrence County, the team that was supposed to be the district favorite down there, and maybe is the district favorite in 8AAA.
Well, there I mean, Blackman girls, 46-45, is that right?
Blackman went on the road at Lawrence County to win.
They got some players.
They beat them twice this year. That's the second time they've already played them.
They've got some players.
I mean, I think that bodes well for District 7 AAA.
I do too. And I think what happens a lot of times, you know, it's still early.
Yeah.
And the jury's out on Lawrence County and that kind of thing. But you got to be impressed and pretty happy that, you know, they've done that twice, and you know, you've got a couple of returnees coming back. They're young too. I mean, they've kind of rebuilding mode too, but they're doing pretty well rebuilding, aren't they?
Most certainly are. Stats here at halftime: Siegel boys leading Franklin 35-22. Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P. Winners Trophies and AG Sporting Goods with the stats for you. Shooting-wise, Hunter Nelson, 9 points, all threes, all in the first quarter. Did a pretty good job on him later. in the second half. Kyle Tackett with 8 points tonight, 2 points for Bills, 3 points for Colton Patton, and I only had them scoring 3, 4, 5 points in the second quarter. Is that right, John?
That's right.
Wow. Good job there by the Seagull Stars defense. For the Stars, 19 points for Trayton Harris tonight, 3 points for Aiden Burton, 7 for Damian Clark. Michael Joyner had 2. Ryan Jones had 2. Charles Clark had 2. Foul trouble, I know Burton has 3. I don't think anybody else has more than 3. And John's got to look at all of the team stats here for you.
All right, Siegel out rebounded Franklin 17-13. Brian, 13 of 30 shooting for Siegel for 43%. They had 4 first bank threes. They started off red hot, and I mean Trayton Harris really in command in that first quarter. Franklin 9 of 25 for 36%, 4 threes. They also had a good shooting first quarter, but boy, in the second quarter, it went downhill from there. Only shot 15% in the second quarter, 2 of 13. And free throw shooting, Siegel, 3 of 5 for 60%. Franklin, 0 for 3 from the line. Turnover is not really a big factor right now. Franklin with 5, Siegel with 2. It was 21-17 Siegel at the end of the first quarter, that is. And now 35-22 at half, and getting ready to start the second half in about 2.5 minutes.
Well, we will be here to start that second half for you as well here on State Farm Prep Basketball in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to coverage on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com. Back after this.
Got free?
We do.
Hi, I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant with First Bank, with offices in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
In this day and time, it's hard to find anything for free.
But here at First Bank, we still offer a variety of free checking accounts,
which includes free debit cards and free online banking.
We have the services you need and are prepared to work hard for you.
We are your friends and neighbors and are ready to give you the attention that you deserve.
We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
More than banking.
It's First Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the county school board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill.
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Hey, Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter, too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
And State Farm Prep Sports. Well, you know what? We're already started. But Roscoe Brown, Heating and Air, Bud Steyer, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, all our proud sponsors here of our game.
Siegel has the ball to begin the third quarter. Gooch, Simpson, Clark, And Trayton Harris, the lineup. Ball tipped out of bounds. It will belong to the Siegel Stars. That's your lineup here for the second half. Same as the starting lineup. Harris, Clark, Simpson, Gooch, and Clark. Inbounds comes into Damian Clark. He shoots and scores from the right side. About a little, what'd you say, 8-footer?
Yeah, nice touch there. And didn't bring the ball down, kept it up high, and nobody can stop that shot.
37-22. Same starting lineup for Franklin as well. Nelson. And you got Patton, who has the ball now. Gives it up to Nelson. Pass to Spirito. Mentioned Patton. Tackett also in there as well. That's your starting lineup for the second half. Franklin has thrown the ball away, and Siegel runs down a loose ball. They can't keep up with the athleticism of Siegel right now.
It's pretty much dominating it, really.
Trayton Harris, top of the key, gives it up into the corner to Clark. Now Damian Clark from the right elbow, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and there's a push. And it's going to be against Siegel. Siegel fans across the way not liking the fact that Charles Clark picked up his first foul. Inbounds is made. Quickly up the floor, Nelson. Pass across court. Open for three. They need it. Don't get it from Henry. Rebound under the basket. Spirito. Simpson finally cradles in that loose ball and flips it back out to Trayton Harris. And a timeout. Siegel Stars. One which we will keep right here to tell you about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Instead of waiting months for a single offer with a Bob Parks auction, you have multiple offers in a matter of weeks. Call Stan Vaught or Bob Bug today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property that is suitable for auction. Call Bob or Stan at 896-4600 for a complete consultation and property review. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale. Find out more online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you for State Farm Prep Basketball. We will be back here at Siegel next Thursday, 5:20 airtime, 5:30 for the tip-off. Antioch here to take on the Siegel Stars, and then Friday, December 16th, Lebanon at Oakland. Going back retro, District 7 AAA for that one. Gooch for three, top of the key, swish. That's a first bank three, Dominique Gooch. 40-22. Siegel trying to pull away here. Left side, Spirito. From the wing spot, deeper in the wing to Nelson, trapped. Takes a few dribbles. Coming to help is Henry. Spirito. Rebels moving left to right as we see it. Pass in the corner. Nelson, he's been very cold since the first quarter. He was unstoppable first quarter, really first 3 minutes. Harris for three. He's on fire. He has been unstoppable tonight the entire game. That's a first bank three, 22 points, had 13 in the first quarter. Everything he's touched has been golden.
Yeah, he's taking good shots too, Brian. He's not, you know, shooting all the time. He's just taking good percentage shots.
Tackett, the post player, shooting for three, no good. That's the defense the Stars are playing. Brandon from the right elbow misses it. Rebound comes out deep, and Henry has it, bringing it down the far sideline. Missed it. Put back, won't go. Put back, won't go. And Simpson finally cradles in the rebound, pushes it out to Harris. Harris has a one-on-one, stops, gives it up to Clark, tried the alley-oop, missed it. Siegel has him trapped in the backcourt. Spirito gives it back outside to Henry for three. It's good. Had to wait. I thought it was going to come out. Henry with the three for the Rebels, making your score 43-25 with 4:15 left in the third. Harris between the rings, works off a pick, now dumps it down low to Simpson. And a foul, yes.
Brian, when you have to work so hard offensively, And this is Siegel this year, but not only that, but the last several years, they play good, hard, strong defense, no matter how good they were or whatever. But They've always been athletic, and they always play so hard that it makes people alter their shots. I mean, they're just constantly swarming at you. And I think that's what Franklin had a lot of trouble adjusting to that tonight.
Patton brings it down. Gives it over left side to Spearto. In the deep left corner, three. He just hit one. Henry misses this one. Wholesale substitutions, by the way, except for Charles Clark, who's still in there. Brian Jones works it between the rings. Michael Joyner is in the game. He has it now, right wing. 3.5 to play in the third. Now he lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover, Siegel. 43-25 Stars. That's the fourth turnover. Wow, that's a good stat, too, as
real
hard as they
stat.
Play.
Yeah.
I've been pretty impressed by this group of youngsters he's got. Ball is almost thrown away. Loose ball run down by Tackett. And now Siegel has thrown it away. Tay Martin lost the ball. It goes out of bounds off of Franklin, so back-to-back-to-back-to-back turnovers. Siegel will have it.
Oh, I like it when you say that. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back. Yeah. That's like those championships and pigskin picks you used to have before you got to this slump you've been in.
That's right. Needed a few more weeks. Martin gives it off. Left side to Clark. Now Martin gets it back. Tay heads to the rack.
Oh.
Flips one up there. Oh, my. Tay Martin. 45-25 Stars. Driving the lane, going right side is Tackett. Kyle Tackett with 10 points. Now the leading scorer for the Franklin Rebels. Down the floor quickly. It's Joyner. Joyner misses the shot right underneath the basket. Franklin pulls it out of there. Patton in the corner. Patton throws it away. It's going to be an over and back against the Franklin Rebels. And Tackett did a good job right there, John. Had he not gone after that ball, Tay Martin was going to dunk it on the other end. No doubt about it.
Hardest. You know, it's funny when you see him out of pads.
Yeah.
You know.
Harris between the rings. Drives in there, dumps it off underneath Simpson. Bangs one through.
That selfish play there by Harris. He had a shot, gave it up.
Well, he did that all year last year, too. And now they've stolen the ball. Brandon, bounce pass, right side, no look style. Harris missed the shot, but following up is Damian Clark, and he's got the two. Siegel dominating here, and Franklin takes a timeout. So will we. 30-second timeout. Siegel 49, Franklin 27.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Force on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
Franklin trying to set something up after the timeout. Drops it down underneath the Bills, and they lost the ball. Turnover for the Rebels, that is 9.
Notice how I used the left hand and the signals correct, properly used.
I don't do any kind of reverse
thing.
Well, it's what's in front. Clark.
But you use the opposite hand.
To Harris.
Let's don't argue.
Let's not. Deep in the corner, the three fired up, and it is no good by Siegel's Robert Brandon. Loose ball, and it's Franklin basketball. Garrison Matthews is back in the game. Draw some action in the first half. Trying to get a little more size in there. Nelson in the backcourt. They've got to get it across now, and they finally do. He carried the ball. They didn't call it. Henry, now the ball loose, rolling around, going to be picked up by Brandon. And he picked it up and scored. And you know what? Trayton Harris could have done the very same thing, but he pulled off. Now, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's
pit ball. Brandon misses this one.
After the
Franklin steal, or Siegel steal of Franklin. Very unselfish.
This one's starting to get ugly here.
Three from the deep left corner by Tackett, no good. When you got the post player shooting threes, it's not pretty. Long pass over. Harris skies for this one, climbs the ladder, drives baseline, dumps it off. May have been too unselfish right there. Ball goes out of bounds. I think Siegel's going to have it, however, with 32.9.
A little credit to their defense. They kind of cut off the lane there for Trayton. He had no place to do but just dump it off, and they bottled that up pretty good.
Inbounds toss. Harris, pull-up jumper from 10, no good. Maybe a little further. Down the floor. Tackett, near side, fakes right, goes left, and they're going to call an offensive foul. I kind of like that call. I mean, he faked one way. Harris was already there. And he faked in the direction of where Harris was. So Trayton taking the charge there. 22 seconds, Siegel basketball. Down the floor, Ryan Jones, double deuce. Works off a pick from Burton, who's back in the game. Pull up from baseline, no good. 6 seconds. Just trying to slow him down here. Nelson with three, with two, gives it up to Henry and doesn't know what time's on the clock. Not going to count and wouldn't have counted anyway. 51-27 at the end of the third. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. We will be right back. Siegel up big.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC-certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings & Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings & Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings & Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings & Ayers.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Also, since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you online at TOA.com.
Siegel has a new lineup out there. Tyler Walton in the game, along with Jones and Burton. And wanted to get one more. Franklin moves the ball around. Ball gets underneath and crawls over the rim for Brooks Wright, who's also in there and will not fall. Miller also in the game. Offensive foul is going to be called against Siegel, and that is Robert Brandon, John.
I have to say, Franklin hasn't had a lot of luck tonight, though. They've had several go in and out, running in, and had easy open layups and just missed it. So it's just one of those nights, too. And you combine that with that quick Siegel defense, it makes for a rough night.
Still stuck in the backcourt. Matthews finally finds Henry to Nelson. And there's a foul underneath on the Stars. And that foul is on Charles Clark. Second for him. Inbounds to Nelson. Nelson dumps it low, turns, spins underneath. And they're going to call a foul, and I don't believe so. But doesn't matter what I believe.
Ben Dawson Alan played Jones. A lot of players. That's good at this time of year. But it really helps you, and especially the style of defense and running the ball up the floor like they're playing. He's going to need some of those troops.
Foul line, and Henry misses the first. They're having trouble hitting free throws, John. I mean, that's just been that kind of a night. Second one for Henry. Shot it and got it. 4 points for Blake Henry. Stars pushing it down quickly. Burton driving baseline, dumps it back out. Clark in the corner. It's no good for Charles. Rebound put back. Miller. Yes, sir. Miller with two, 53-28, full court press. Siegel has almost stolen it away. Got to be 10 seconds sometime. Just do get it across. Brooks right. Bouncing around, rolling around. Siegel diving for the ball, and now they call a travel on Franklin. They're getting a little wild, but I think Siegel kind of promotes that, don't you?
Well, again.
With the opponent
constantly being pressured, and your body makes you do strange things when you get that much pressure.
Jones, right in front of Coach Dodson, drives, shot, no good. Miller tries to pull down the rebound, nothing there for him. Henry going left side. Nelson, he traveled, jumped twice. Does Brooks right? Harris coming back in, and Robert Brandon coming in.
Well, that turnover wasn't caused by tremendous pressure. That
no.
was just
Walton
play.
Jones come out. 53-28 Stars, 6:16 left in the game. Driving baseline, Brandon missed the shot. Ball rolling around, pushed up there by Clark, and he's going to be fouled, and he almost got the basket to go to Charles Clark. And he's going to go to the foul line. Tomorrow morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner and MTCS Cougar Corner live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Looking forward to that breakfast. Missed it last week.
He's got a little something to say to you about Thanksgiving, too.
Does he? Yeah. Shackleman in and out. It's not my fault.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. My wife decided to cook. Go figure. Pass across court. Nelson now, right side. Banks it in. That wasn't Nelson. That was Matos. Banked in a long two-pointer. 54-30. Burton from the foul line. Lets it rip. Aiden Burton. You must have been over there to eat Sunday.
No, I saw him last night.
Burton has stolen it away to Harris. Bounce pass. They get it underneath to Clark. Off the glass. Bounces twice and falls. Charles Clark.
I'm not going to say too much. He's probably listening.
Ricky?
Yeah, I want to make sure that he talks to you tomorrow.
Okay.
You may not get the sampler platter.
I'll throw you under the bus when it comes time. Nelson for three off the back of the rim too hard. He has been ice cold after starting the first quarter really hot. Garrison Matthews hits this one from the left wing. Driving, Harris missed the shot, went in and out. Battling for his own rebound. Burton underneath Brandon and lets it hook right up there from the left block. It's good. Impressive performance here by the Stars, who are going to even their record at 3-3 in just a couple of minutes. There's going to be a push. Burton going to get tagged for the push, or is it Miller? It's on Miller. So Miller picks up a foul. Burton and Harris and Miller coming out. Walton back in, along with Joyner and Tay Martin back in the game. He's just got so many horses to run in and out after you, too. Franklin is, I don't know, probably eight deep.
Well, you could see him run, really get tired in that second quarter.
Franklin's turned the ball over again. Now Clark from three-point land. Lots of drip. First bank three. Charles Clark 63-32. Stars are running away with this one. Bounce pass into the corner. Left side to Zach Bacon. Passes to his brother Sausage. Just a joke there. Patton, no shot. Fouled. And it's 1-1. Didn't catch the foul either. Maybe it was Clark, not for sure. Colson Patton at the foul line. Two quick dribbles. Shot it and missed it. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Siegel Stars. By the way, if you head to WGNSradio.com in the featured section, you can sign up. All you have to do is send an email to us to say why you want to eat at the Omni Hut. We're giving away gift certificates all this month to the Omni Hut in Smyrna. Driving, turning, spinning. Wright loses the ball, and now Siegel has thrown it right back to him. Burns it underneath to Bacon. Shot off the right block. And he is tied up, 1-1.
It's the Flaming Popos or something like that.
Who's that?
At the Omni Hut.
That's the poo-poo platter.
Yeah, the poo-poo on the popos. I think that's how they say it.
Time out here on the floor. We'll get our poo-poos and papas together. 63-32, Siegel leads. We'll be back.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
And here at Animal City, we have lots of great items for the pets and pet lovers on your Christmas list. We have a large variety of stocking stuffers to make Christmas morning special. And here at Animal City, we have everything you need to start your fish tank and the expertise to keep it going well.
Hi, this is Amanda.
Let our family here at Animal City help show your Christmas joy to your family. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street, next to the bowling lanes in Murfreesboro.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We are back as the Franklin Rebels at the charity stripe. Zach Bacon here for a couple. No, only going to get one. Missed the shot. Offside rebound. Play getting really sloppy, just to be honest. Patton is going to be fouled on the offside by Tay Martin.
Yeah, it's been a really it's hard to tell what you've got when you get into a game like this. But at least the good thing about it, a lot of people getting playing time.
Colson Patton from the foul line connects.
If you'd have been here for the first quarter, though, you'd have thought it was going to be a high-scoring, close game.
Well, I thought it was going to be basket for basket, yeah. He hits the second one as well. They've been really bad from the foul line, Franklin has tonight.
Yeah, they're just 3 of 8.
Deep in the right corner. Shot fired up, and it's no good by the Stars, Ryan Jones. 3.5 to play. 3 from the right side. It is up, no good, by a 00. Andrew Y. Maybe asking why. Walton has to flip it up to save the ball and threw it away. Turnover for the Stars. Little backstreet action going on. Three-pointer by Patton. It's up and good for the Rebels. Too little, too late, however. 63-37, making your new score. Siegel up here. 3:04 to go. Clock rolling down. Roberts into the game. Edwin Roberts, sophomore wing for the Stars. Joyner now back out to Walton. Walton for two. Tyler Walton, his first basket. Flipping it up. No good by Eric Rees in the game as well. We've cleared the bench for both teams. 2.5 to play. Coming up, a very quick Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show. And all the stats. We'll recap the girls' game for you. Siegel girls lost tonight. Walton missed the shot. And rebound, Franklin. Whipping it up to Rees. Cross-court pass coming out for it. Is Y. Right. Gives it up. Three. Patton is good. Where was that earlier? Patton with 11 points, and now he is the game's leading scorer, or his team's leading scorer. The game's leading scorer is Trayton Harris with 22. Looks like we've got a timeout just for subs here. And lots of subs hitting the bench. Players coming in and out. And the inbounds is made by Garrison Matthews. A minute 47 to go. Gets back in the game. Bacon passes, gets it back, and now thrown away. Down the floor, Tay Martin. He may not stop, and he is fouled. He wanted to go in for the...
Yeah, he was thinking about it, wasn't he?
He was thinking about the flush right there, I think.
Now, how many games do we have tomorrow? There's a bunch in there. We're having a football game, basketball game tomorrow.
Yes, lots of shows tomorrow.
Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Coach's Corner.
It's on from 9 until 11. Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30.
Home and Garden Show.
Rutherford Home Show at 11:30. 12:30, the die is cast. At 1:30, the Financial Doctors with Jason Qualls. At 2 o'clock, the Blue Raider Network pregame. 3 o'clock, kickoff for the Raiders at North Texas. And at 6:30, it's Arkansas taking on the Lady Raiders tomorrow night from the Murphy Center. All without notes, by the way. Just want to brag on myself a little bit. 67-40.
That any different than any other day?
Why? Into the corner. Near side. Stewart fires up the shot. No good. Baseline. Minute 9 to go. Clock rolling. Burton for three from downtown. No good. Jones runs down the loose ball. Burton again for three. Once again, this one too hard. Rebound Matthews for the Rebs. Down the floor with 53 seconds. Gives it up. Matthews drives, turns, spins off the glass. The underhanded shot, that was pretty for a freshman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a nice move, and he put it up nice and easy. Had to kind of do a little ice cream shot there. Scoop.
Siegel fans have their keys out. With 30 seconds, Ben Dotson across the way clapping, and Clark going to hold it on his hip and run the clock out if they'll let him. Takes a few dribbles. 17 seconds. They're not interested in scoring. Clark back to Burton. Counts on. Aiden with 7 seconds. Turns, spins, goes back to the rack. Takes a couple of dribbles, gives it up. Martin looks to bad score, but doesn't. Thinks better of it, and that's it. 67-42 is your final. 67-42, the Siegel Stars, a winner tonight over the Franklin Rebels.